Morning code, coffee steams.
From archive to your ears, this is Daily Tech Feed from the Labs. Your comprehensive, encyclopedic compendium of all things research. Following the latest trends on archive.org, that's ARXIV.org. This is Frontier Science. I'm Fry.
And I'm Bob. Great to be here, Fry.
From the labs.
Fresh grass, wild schemes, new worlds in a PDF beam. Daily tech feed from the labs.
From the labs. I'm Fry.
I'm Bob. Today we're talking about the half of AI agents that nobody built.
Every agent system you've ever used has two components. The part that decides what to do, and the world model. The part that predicts what happens next. Labs have been building policy for 5 years straight. Nobody built the world model until now.
When Agent World, from Alibaba, open weights, 23rd of June, 2026. Dashiev, 2606.24597. Let's go.
Chapter 1. The missing piece. Here is the canonical setup for an AI agent. The agent observes a state. It selects an action. The environment responds with a new state. Repeat.
Policy is states to actions. Every agent lab in the world has been working on that.
World model is states and actions to subsequent states, given where we are and what we just did. What does the environment return? Nobody was working on that, at least not in language.
There's video world models. Sora, VO, the generative video generation systems, those predict pixels.
Right. And there's reinforcement learning world models like DreamIRV 3 in continuous control. But for language agents, the kind doing bash commands and API calls and clicking web pages, there was nothing. A theoretical result from Richens et al. In 2025 proves the claim formally. Any agent capable of generalizing across a sufficiently broad range of tasks must have learned a world model. It's not helpful to have one. It's necessary. Generalization requires it.
So every agent system that generalizes across diverse tasks covertly has a world model baked into its weight somewhere. It just hasn't been trained explicitly for that purpose.
Exactly. The weights of a frontier model that's good at terminal tasks and search tasks and code editing. Those weights implicitly encode some model of how environments respond. The question is whether you can make that explicit, whether you can train it directly, whether making it explicit gets you more.
Quen says yes.
Chapter 2, 7 Domains. One model.
What does it mean to simulate an agentic environment in language?
Take the terminal domain. The agent runs a bash command. The world model has to predict the stout output. It has to know what's installed, what the file system looks like, what happens when you pipe grep into awk. It has to reason through the causal chain from command to response.
That's not retrieval. That's simulation. You have to actually understand what the command does to predict the output.
Now multiply that by 7 model context protocol tool calls. Predicting JSON responses from databases and file systems, web search. Predicting query results and extracted page content, terminal as described. Software engineering. Predicting file diffs and test outputs after code edits Android. Predicting the UI view hierarchy after a tap event, web browsing. Predicting accessibility tree changes after clicking a link, desktop OS. Predicting window states after mouse and keyboard input.
And you want a single model that can do all 7.
That's the core bet. Not 7 specialized simulators. One unified language world model with a shared trajectory schema across all domains. Every domain gets represented as a sequence of action, observation, action, observation. The system prompt tells the model what environment it's in, what the initial state is, what the action space looks like. the model predicts the next observation.
The GUI domains are interesting. Android, web, OS. You can't predict pixels from a language model at useful scale.
So they don't. GUI observations are represented as textual accessibility trees and UI view hierarchies. When the Android agent taps Buy Now on a product page, the world model predicts the HTML representation of the checkout screen. Not a screenshot. The checkout sheet gets rendered from the predicted HTML. You get visual fidelity without pixel generation.
That's a neat sidestep.
It's the kind of engineering decision that makes or breaks whether the thing is trainable. Accessibility trees are already how screen reader assistive tech represents UI state. The information is there, you just have to use it. Chapter 3, How They Trained It.
10 million trajectories. That's the headline data number.
10 million environment interaction trajectories across the 7 domains, 3 sources first. A dedicated agent infrastructure. Containerized execution sandboxes, MCP servers, persistent terminal sessions, physical hosts running Ubuntu and macOS, and Android virtual machines for the GUI domains. They ran agentic systems against this infrastructure continuously and collected the interaction logs.
The synthetic data pipeline.
Right. The second source is open interaction traces. Terminal session recordings, agentic tool call logs from public repositories, code execution traces. These are noisy and heterogeneous, so they built a multi-agent cleaning pipeline where specialized sub-agents handle fetching, denoising, segmentation, alignment, and quality scoring in sequence. Only what passes every stage enters the training pool.
And the third?
In-house Alibaba agentic trajectories from Qwen model development. Those get converted into the unified environment trajectory format and folded in.
Then what?
3 training stages, continual pre-training first. This runs on all the collected data as non-thinking trajectories. No chain of thought, just inject the environment dynamics. Teach the model, the statistical shape of how environments respond. Stage 2 is supervised fine-tuning. This activates next state prediction as an explicit thinking pattern. The model learns to reason through what the environment will return before generating it. Slow down, consider the causal chain, then predict.
So, TPT is fast and dumb. SFT adds the reasoning scaffold.
And stage 3 is reinforcement learning. Hybrid reward system, rubric-based scoring for open-ended output quality. 5 dimensions evaluated by a judge model, plus rule-based verifiers for deterministic checks. Things you can verify automatically, like whether a predicted shell output has the right format, RL sharpens fidelity on what the rubric model already likes and what the rule verifier confirms.
CPT injects. SFT activates. RL sharpens. Their phrase?
They lean into it. 2 model sizes. Qwen Agent World, 35BA3B. 35 billion total parameters, 3 billion active mixture of experts. 256,000 token context. That one is open weights on Hugging Face and Qwen Agent World 397BA17B. That's the larger model, evaluated in the benchmark, but not publicly released yet. Chapter 4, The Benchmark and the Numbers.
How do you evaluate a world model?
That's genuinely tricky. You can't just ask, did the model predict the right output? Because in many domains, the right output is an open-ended text response. What does correct terminal output look like when there are multiple valid implementations?
You need a judge.
Agent World Bench, built from real environment interactions of 5 frontier models. Including Claude Opus 4.6. Running on 9 established agent benchmarks, including Terminal Bench 1 and 2 and OS World Verified. The benchmark evaluates simulation quality across 5 dimensions using rubric judging. All evaluation trajectories are out of distribution for the trained world models. They also built rule-based verifiers for targeted capabilities that can be checked deterministically.
And the results.
Quen Agent World 397 BA17B scores 58.71 overall, GPT 5.4 scores 58.25, Claude Opus 4.8. 56.59, Claude Opus 4.6. 57.8, Claude Sonnet 4.6. 56 Gemini 3.1 Pro. 54.57.
The Alibaba OpenESH model beats GPT 5.4 on simulating agentic environments.
By half a point on a 100-point scale, the margin is narrow, but it's across seven diverse domains with rubric evaluation that involves a judge model. So narrow margins at this level are meaningful.
What about the 35B?
56.39. Beats Claude Sonnet 4.6, beats DeepSeek V4 Pro, beats GLM 5.1, and crucially, the same model architecture without LWM training, just the base Quen 3.535B. Scores 47.73, that's a gain of 8.66 from the world model training recipe. Same model, same size. The training is doing real work. Chapter 5. Two ways to use a world model.
Building the world model is part 1. Using it is part 2. What do you actually do with it?
Two paradigms. Decouple and unify decouple mean. Use the world model as a simulator to train agents via reinforcement learning without needing real environments. Unify means use world model training as a warm-up stage before training the agent to act.
The decoupled case first. You're replacing the real environment with a simulation.
Right? The agent acts. The world model predicts what the environment returns. The agent gets that predicted observation and continues. You can run thousands of parallel simulated episodes without spinning up real shell sessions or real browsers.
What are the numbers?
They ran SimRL on 4,000 out-of-distribution OpenClaw environments. The world model had never trained on agent performance on Claw Eval went from 65.4 to 69.7. A gain of 4.3, Quen Claw Bench went from 47.9 to 55. A gain of 7.1. With a weaker simulator, the gains were much smaller. The quality of the world model matters.
What about controllable simulation? You mentioned that.
This is where it gets interesting. Because you're not bound by what real environments produce, you can inject perturbations. You can tell the world model. Hide the answer from web search responses. Degrade tool outputs. Simulate environments where the agent has to deal with failures and edge cases that rarely appear in real data but are exactly what you want agents to be robust against.
Adversarial training via simulation.
On MCP tool calling. Model context protocol. Agents trained with controlled adversarial simulation scored 36.1 on Tool Decathlon versus 31.5 without it. MCP mark went from 21.5 to 33.8. A gain of 12.3. That's from injecting targeted perturbations during simulator training that don't exist naturally in the real data distribution.
And search?
This is the result I keep coming back to. They ran what they call fictional world construction. They built entirely invented, self-consistent fictional search environments, made up queries, made up results, internally coherent, but factually non-existent. Agents trained on RL in these fictional worlds were then evaluated on real search tasks.
Training in fake worlds generalizes to real search.
Wide search F1 item went from 34 to 50. A gain of 16.29 F1 row went from 13.7 to 24.21. Gain of 10.49, larger than gains from real environment training.
Why does that work?
The hypothesis is that self-consistency of the simulated world matters more than factual accuracy. When the agent trains in a fictional world that behaves coherently, where actions have predictable consequences, where the simulated search engine returns results that follow internal rules. The agent learns the structure of search and retrieval rather than memorizing facts about the real web. That structure transfers.
Which is also a statement about what real-world performance requires. It requires understanding the structural rules of the environment, not knowing its specific contents.
And you can scale that. You're not limited by how much real web data you can safely use for RL. You can generate arbitrarily many coherent fictional worlds. Chapter 6, The Agent Foundation Model.
Paradigm 2. Unified. What's the idea?
You use LWM training as a warm-up before training the agent to act. The intuition is, before you teach an agent to make decisions, teach it what happens when decisions are made. Acquaint it with the environment's causal structure first. Then, when you layer on agentic RL, it starts from a much stronger foundation.
But the world model training is on environment trajectories. Action observation pairs. It's a single-turn prediction task. Downstream agentic tasks are multi-turn, tool calling, long horizon reasoning. Those feel like different things.
That's the striking result. The transfer works anyway, and it works to out-of-domain benchmarks the world model never trained on, Terminal Bench 2.0, a coding and terminal reasoning benchmark. Went from 33.25 to 39.55 after LWM RL warm-up. That's 6.3 points. SWIBench Pro went from 42.18 to 47.42. Claw Evil went from 53.6 to 64.88. 11.28 points BFCL V4. Berkeley Function Calling Leaderboard went from 62 to 71.25, nearly 9 points.
9 points on function calling from world model warm-up. That's large.
And 3 of those 7 benchmarks are entirely out of the LWM training distribution. The representation learned from predicting environment responses transfers broadly.
What's the mechanism?
They argue it's causal structure. The world model trains on diverse environment dynamics. It learns that actions have consequences. It learns the grammar of tool calls. What happens when you invoke an API? What a shell command returns, how a UI responds. When you then train the agent to act, it already has that model of the world in its weights. It doesn't have to learn it from scratch, through costly trial and error. It's already there.
You're preloading the agent's intuitions about how environments work before you ask it to navigate them.
Which is, one could argue, closer to how biological intelligence develops. You learn what the world does before you develop sophisticated strategies for acting in it. Chapter 7, Who Built This and What It Means.
Let's talk about Alibaba, because the provenance matters here.
Quen is the AI research group inside Alibaba Cloud. They've been releasing open-weight models for 2 years. Quen 2.5, Quen 3, Quen 3 Mo, consistently competitive with Frontier Labs, consistently open weights. This is China's largest technology company deploying serious research infrastructure toward open source AI.
The weights are on Hugging Face. The benchmark data is on Hugging Face. You can download and run Quen Agent World 35B today.
With SGLang or VLLM standard serving infrastructure. 256,000 token context. The model is a mixture of experts. 35 billion total parameters, but only 3 billion active per forward pass. You can run it on less hardware than you'd expect for a model at that capability level.
How much less?
A single DGX Spark, the desktop machine. 128 gigabytes of unified memory, Grace Blackwell superchip. The 35B Mo at 4-bit quantization is under 20 gigabytes. It fits with room to spare. You serve it with VLLM, you get the full 256K context window, and you have a world model for agentic environments running on a box that fits on your desk.
Not a server rack.
Not a server rack. Not a cloud API call. A personal AI supercomputer in your office that can simulate terminal sessions, web browsers, Android UIs, and MCP tool calls. That is a qualitative shift in what individuals and small labs can do with this class of model.
The 397B model, the one that beats GPT 5.4, that's not out.
Not yet. And that one won't run on a DGX Spark. 397 billion parameters at 4-bit is still north of 200 gigabytes. So the headline benchmark number comes from the closed model. The Open 35B is 8 points below it. That's the honest caveat, but the open model is still competitive with Claude Sony 4.6 and DeepSeek V4 Pro, and it's the one you can actually run.
Let's talk about what this means for agents generally.
The simulation unlock is real. If you can build a sufficiently accurate world model, you can train agents without real environment access. That changes the economics of agentic RL dramatically. Real environments are expensive. Sandboxes, infrastructure, rate limits, compute, latency, a simulator that runs at inference speed can parallelize across thousands of environments. The fictional world result suggests the quality bar may be lower than intuition suggests.
The adversarial perturbation angle is also underrated. You can stress test agents against failure modes that almost never appear in production data. Agent training has historically been weak on rare edge cases because real data doesn't contain enough of them. With controllable simulation, you manufacture the edge cases.
The theoretical backing is also worth noting. The Richens et al. Result, that generalization requires world models, is a mathematical proof, not an empirical claim if you believe the proof. And the conditions it requires are not unreasonable for general agents. Then, world model research isn't optional. It's the only path to agents that generalize broadly. Labs that ignore it are hitting a ceiling they may not yet see.
And the open question that remains.
Several. Does this transfer to pixel-based environments? The approach sidesteps pixel prediction by using accessibility trees that works for tasks where accessibility trees are available. Not all tasks. How does simulation fidelity degrade for rare or adversarial states the world model never encountered? The RL data here is 92,000 trajectories, large but not internet scale. What happens at 10 times that? And the 397B model. If and when the weights ship. Changes the calculus on what's possible with open infrastructure.
One more thing worth saying.
Go.
There's a theoretical result in this paper cited from Richens Old Dole 2025. The claim, any agent that generalizes broadly must have learned a world model. Not should, must. If that holds, then every capable frontier model you've ever used already has a world model in there somewhere. Quintero Agent World is the first attempt to make that thing explicit, to train it on purpose instead of hoping it emerges.
And the evidence says when you train it on purpose, you get measurable gains across 7 domains, 2 paradigms and benchmarks the model never saw.
That's not nothing.
No, it is not nothing. From the labs.
This podcast is entirely AI generated. Scripts written by Claude Opus 4.6. Voices rendered by Tianwen 3TTS. That's Quen 3TTS for us English speakers. Find daily tech feed from the labs on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever fine podcasts are distributed. All of our shows here at Daily Tech Feed are available at pod.c457.org. Not affiliated with any companies or researchers discussed. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow. Wild schemes, new worlds in a PDF beam. Daily tech feed from the labs. Tiny sparks turning into maps. Archive pages in a gentle sway. Tomorrow's tricks in my ears today.